Hi, it's Peter Irvine. This is my last video on the Book of Numbers before we move to the next book. And I just focus on one area this week, which is always a reminder and a challenge to me. That's why I laugh. And it is to business people. And it comes from chapter 11, verse 23. And the Lord says to Moses, "Has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now we will see whether what I say will happen or not." You see, we have the GFC, we have the pandemic, we have financial issues, health issues, relationship issues, recessions. Oh man, there's so many things that can happen in life with business. A competitor, to lose a client, criticism from the media, all these can happen. And I've had to remind people, is the Lord's arm short that he's suddenly run out of money? If he's birthed something, he's going to make happen. And I remember back in my year 8 at high school, which trust me was a long time ago, and I remember God saying to me when panic was setting in with word of mouth about the fear of, overseas red perils and all sorts of stuff, we're all going to get shot. And I sensed that one day in my quiet time, God said to me, "This world's not going to end till I say it's going to end." And I've had a peace through recessions and pandemics and everything, because this world is only going to end when God says it's going to end. And our business, if God's birthed it, is not over till he says it's over. And it's easy to give up because just the attacks and the issues and criticism and problems keep mounting up. And I had a lady come to me at a breakfast some years ago, and she said to me, "You know, I closed my business because of all the problems and obstacles, but listening to you, I've decided that problems and obstacles are now part of doing business. I'm going back to reopen my business." So be someone who wants to learn and wants to go forward. A few years ago, I was in Fiji for a conference, speaking and sharing there. And in the break, I thought everyone was from Australia, but in the break, there was a lady. And I said, "Oh, where are you from?" She said, "I'm from Christchurch, New Zealand." And I said, "Well, how's it all going?" Because this was just after the final earthquake that really devastated the city, the actual city and surroundings. And she said, "Well, myself and my daughter were in our cafe in the city and the building collapsed on us. I thought that was it. And we got out alive and I sensed that there's a greater purpose for my life." So the next day she started baking cookies and she started selling them to hotels and had built a business. And 2 months later, here she was, paid the money to this conference, which was very expensive, to come. And she said, "I want to learn more how to do things business." Still by that time, she hadn't had insurance, but she'd already started a business, and here she was, spent money to be able to learn, to be able to grow. Are you someone who gives up, or are you someone who says, "I'm up for this? Let me talk to people, let me do something, let me get some more input to be able to help me go to the next stage or overcome this obstacle and this difficulty?" And understand, with God on your side, his arm is not short. And he said that a number of times through the Bible to his people when they were doubting him. You know, "Let's see if my plan comes to fruition," which it always did. And sometimes we fail and we blame God because we've gone our own way and not his way. So learn to trust God. Trust God's integrity, because he's not going to let us down. Thank you.